eclipse de luna en el cielo, ausência de luz en el mar. Muy solo con mi desconsuelo, mirando la noche me puse a llorar. Pensaba que ya no me amabas, con honda desesperación. Y algo que siempre eclipsaba la luz de tu amor. Eclipse de luna en el cielo, ausencia de luz en el mar. Muy solo con mi desconsuelo, mirando la noche me puse a llorar. Eclipse de amor en tus labios que ya no me quieren besar. Quisiera olvidar tus agravios y luego soñar. Eclipse de luna en el cielo, ausencia de luz en el mar. Muy solo con mi desconsuelo, mirando la noche me puse a llorar. Eclipse de amor en tus labios que ya no me quieren besar. Quisiera olvidar tus agravios y luego soñar.
88.5 FM, KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Used to be, when you wanted to be a famous musician, you'd grind away at bar gigs, send your albums out to record labels and radio stations, and hope that someone powerful in the industry would take notice. Now we have the internet. Things are a little different. You still need to practice and hone your talent, but you can become a star with just the click of a mouse or the tap of a phone. And that's kind of what happened to Claro. Claro was a senior in high school when she shot a music video in her bedroom and uploaded it to YouTube just before starting college.
And I remember my first week of college, it hit a million views.
I read somewhere that at one point someone was just filming you in a class while you were at school.
Yeah, it's happened very briefly. It's not, I mean, it was a weird transition for sure.
Claro's been out of school for a while now, and she's a few albums into a flourishing career. We revisit that session with Claro from back in 2019 today. I'm Raina Duris. This is an Encore World Cafe. Some of the video of that Claro performance that you'll hear today is our second most viewed video on World Cafe's YouTube. You can check it out at youtube.com/worldcafe. Here's Sheryl Crow, Superstar. This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Last week, Claro released her third album called Charm. Today, we're going back to the archives for the session Claro recorded with me right around the time she released her debut album back in 2019. Enjoy. If you go on YouTube and you search the words pretty girl, your first result will be a music video of a teenage girl wearing no makeup, apparently shot on a laptop webcam with more than 40 million views. That is the homemade video that launched Claro's career. It's a career that's impossible to explain without the internet. From that viral video to her relationship with her fans, it's even how she connected with the producer of Immunity, her debut full-length album, that producer being Rostam, formerly of Vampire Weekend. Claro is now a long way from recording videos in her bedroom. She's going on tour with Tame Impala, she's played Coachella, she's appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live. A couple of months ago, the music publication Pitchfork released their 200 Best Songs of the Decade list, taking stock of great tracks that have been released since 2010, when Claro would have been just 12 years old. She was on that list with her song Bags. Here she is performing Bags live at World Cafe.
Yeah.
That's Bags from Claro's debut full-length album, Immunity. I'm Raina Duras on World Cafe, today joined by Claro. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You sounded amazing.
Thank you. We've never done an in-studio before. I've seen so many videos and YouTube videos. I don't know. I've watched so many things on in-studios, and I was so interested by them, so fascinated by them, and they seem so cool, and I was so excited to do this today.
Oh, now you have one.
Yeah, now I have one.
Well, thank you for coming. Now, we're going to be talking about your debut album, mm-hmm. Full Length Immunity, but you're not new to releasing music. You have a couple of EPs, singles out, and a couple of very popular YouTube videos that sort of started this whole wild ride for you.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Your career really, like, has kind of happened through the internet. Without the internet, it would be a different trajectory, probably.
Definitely.
Or like a different kind of career. So what I'd like you to do is imagine you had to explain your career to someone. Maybe imagine I'm like your long lost great great aunt, someone who's never used the internet. How would you explain it?
I don't think I could. I think I owe everything I have to the internet. It's like, I mean, describing the internet to someone who has no idea what the internet is already difficult in itself, but then trying to explain that you can build a career off of a random explosion within that, I have no idea. It's very hard for me to wrap my own head around, and I understand what the internet is.
Well, the random explosion, in case you don't know, is a viral video of Claro performing in her bedroom this song, Pretty Girl. And we're going to just take just a little bit of a listen to that track right now. So that's Pretty Girl, Claro. That clip has over 40 million views on YouTube. When did you realize, oh man, this is way bigger than I thought?
Well, I had written the song January of my senior year of high school. I worked with the Laysai and Father Daughter Records. They were seeking out female and non-binary artists to submit music to this compilation tape. And I had Pretty Girl, and I was like, let's do it. This is sick. Didn't think much of it, though, because, you know, nothing I had released prior to that had the same effect as what Pretty Girl did. But I posted it, and I think a week after or something, very close to when I uploaded it, I started college. And I remember my first week of college, it hit a million views.
I read somewhere that at one point someone was just filming you in a class while you were at school.
Yeah, that's, it's happened there briefly. It's not a huge thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
But
does it freak you out at all? You're like,
I mean, it was a weird transition for sure, because the internet is something that's hard to explain to people. So it's like, when you become something on the internet and not something in real life, it's this very strange cognitive dissonance where you're like, well, is something actually happening, or am I just dreaming?
Right.
That people know who I am.
You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras talking to Claro today about her debut album, Immunity. So I would love it if you could tell us about the song Sinking. What were you thinking about when you were writing this one?
Right. Sinking is actually about my rheumatoid arthritis. I was diagnosed when I was 17. It was just very painful. But it started to affect a lot of my relationships, and especially this one relationship I had in college.
And this was like a romantic relationship.
Yeah, yeah. This one romantic relationship I had in college. And Sinking was specifically about my confidence, sexually, my confidence just with my body and myself when I want to be intimate with someone. But what's cool about that song is that I wanted to have the instrumental and the feeling of the song kind of take over that same feeling you would have when you put on like a song when you're going to be intimate with someone, if that makes sense. Like,
okay.
Like you put on a sexy song.
Like a
song.
Sexy song. Yeah.
Like you, I don't know. Like,
of course.
You got to set the mood, set the tone. So that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to make it like an extremely sexy song, but the lyrics are about arthritis, which is hilarious. But
it's in a way you are getting to take ownership of that thing,
right?
And be like,
yeah,
know, this isn't gonna take over my life.
That was like the whole album was like taking a hold of all of those things and just like repurposing them into something productive.
Okay, well, let's take a listen and we'll come back and we'll talk some more, okay?
Cool, yeah.
So this is Sinking. It's Claro on World Cafe.
Outside it's getting colder. What does it feel like I'm older than I asked to be?
That song, Sinking, it's on your new album, Immunity, produced by Rostam from Vampire Weekend.
Co-produced, yeah.
Co-produced. And that was pretty exciting,
yeah.
If I understand correctly.
It was very exciting. Rostam is like one of my all-time favorite artists in the world, not only his involvement with Vampire Weekend, but Discovery and his solo music and just everything that he's worked on.
And you guys clicked right away.
It was pretty crazy, yeah. I mean, I've been a fan of his for years, so, because I was just waiting. My life was waiting until he acknowledged my music. But, yeah,
how did he get in touch with you? Did you?
It was through Instagram.
Really?
Which is really funny, yeah. But it's very on brand for me, I guess, for it to be internet-based. But
it's 2019. Makes sense.
Yeah. So he reached out about Flaming Hot Cheetos, which is one of my songs. He said he liked it, and I was freaking out.
Yeah, how did that feel?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was like the first time where someone that I really looked up to acknowledged something that I had done. It felt crazy, but I think we kind of like just agree on unspoken things. We'll just do things because we know the other person. We already know what they're going to say.
I'm Raina Duras, talking to Claro on World Cafe today. So the next song you're going to play, it's, in my opinion, got kind of a 2000s R&B vibe to it.
Yes.
Softly. Am I correct in saying that? Is that
yeah,
like...
No, you are. I walked into Rossum's studio and I was like, I want drums like this Sisters with Voices song. I really need these drums. And he was like, okay, cool. And so we worked on it and then I was just like, okay, sick. Because... a few songs on the record are about my sexuality and talking about how I want to be more comfortable with it. And growing up in a small town, it's not easy. You can feel like you need to repress that part of yourself. And it really wasn't until college that my best friends are gay. And like, I was so comfortable with them. To be able to speak about it, and I'd never said those words out loud. Like, I never talked about anything like that before until I met them. And then I was like, damn, I feel good. I feel so good. I need to feel this way all the time. You just tell the world.
Let's play softly. I mean, well, you're going to play softly. I'm going to listen to you.
Let me play softly.
All right. Claro on World Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard Claro performing softly from her new album, Immunity, live at World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Claro, your career has exploded in the last 2 to 3 years. You know, from that bedroom viral video for Pretty Girl to now, you've played all the big late night shows. You've been on Ellen, played major festivals. You're touring with Tame Impala. It's wild. So you have all the success. How do you make sure you can keep that relationship, I guess, like that friendship kind of relationship with your fans?
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep that as the crowd gets bigger and bigger?
I mean, I'll take each day as it comes, but that's something I always want to keep. I'll spend hours outside talking to them if I have to.
Yeah.
But it's they're the reason why I'm able to wake up and like think about music. They show up, and I just want to show up for them.
I really like that, if they show up for me, I'll show up for them.
Yeah, it's just like, it's the least I can do.
Yeah.
They're giving me something too, you know? And it's like the most important thing to me.
I think that's a beautiful place to end it. We have one more song you're going to play. Could you tell me a little bit about your song, North?
North is probably one of my favorites on the album, if not the favorite, but I'm scared to say that because it changes all the time. But I love this song. I actually wrote it in like 2 hours. I think we just recorded vocals and guitar all within those 2 hours. And then I just sent the session to Rostam and we worked on it afterwards. And then Dave Fridman mixed it. But that song is about like maintaining relationships on tour, which is funny. But, yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen. This is North. It's Claro on World Cafe. That was North. Claro Live World Cafe. Song is from her album Immunity. That was an encore of our 2019 session with Claro. It was one of my very first sessions I ever did for World Cafe. Thanks again to Claro for coming in to perform and to chat with me, Raina Duras. We'll be back in just a moment on World Cafe.
I'm Billy Zoom from the band X, and I'm this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ, play songs that I love, and share a story or two. Join me this Saturday night at 6 p.m. only on 88.5 frequency modulated megacycles, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5 the SoCal Sound.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard an encore of our 2019 session with Claro. The video of her performance of the song Bags that she did that day has more than 5 million views right now on our YouTube. Hey, did you know World Cafe has a YouTube? We do. It's youtube.com/worldcafe. Go smash that subscribe button. Here's Vampire Weekend with Mary Boone.
Faded white, knowing time, you weren't hiding. But I was looking in those days. My working day came in from Jersey, not from Brooklyn. Oh, my love, was it all in vain? We always wanted money, now the money's not the same. In a quiet moment at the theater, I could hear the train. Deep inside the city, your memory remains. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, I'm on the dark side of your room. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, well I hope you feel like loving someone soon. But it was cooking in those days, the burning days, the one from Queens, not from Brooklyn. Oh, my love, was it all in vain? We always wanted money, now the money's not the same. In a quiet moment at the theater, I could feel your pain. Deep inside the city, your memory remains. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, I'm on the dark side of your room. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, will I help you feel like loving someone soon?
Ah! bed on 2:45. Ask you if you want something to eat. Drive around, get drunk, do it over again. Wake you up at night 12:45. I can never stop, wanna have fun. Don't be acting like I'm the kind of girl who can sleep. Every time you say you're gonna go, I just smile, cause babe, I already know. You know I got nothing under this overcoat. Ooh, let the light in. At your back door, yelling, cause I wanna come in. Ooh, look at us, you and I, back at it again. Pick you up around 1:45. Usually we got nothing to do. Screw it, maybe you should go and record some of the songs. Got my dress on tight, cause you know that I like shining in the light. There's so much writing on this life and how we write our love song. Ooh, let the light in. I'm at your bed door yelling, cause I wanna come in. Ooh, turn your look at us, you and I, back at it again. Cause I love to love to love to love you. I hate to hate to hate to hate you. Put the Beatles on, light the candles, go back to bed.
Public Radio's most listened to music program. This is World Cafe.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none.
let's just breathe. This time of sin's never gonna let me win. Oh, oh. Under everything, just another human being. Oh, oh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I did, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take on. Nothing you would take. Everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I did, I'm a fool. No one knows this more than me. I come cleaner. Nothing you would take. Till I die, meet you on the other side.
My Saturn has returned. When I turned 27, everything started to change. Took a long time, but I learned there's two kinds of people. One is a giver, and one's always trying to take all they can take. So I'm saying. Been a real good time. But you got dark energy, something I can't unsee. And I've got to take care of myself. I found a deeper well. I used to wake and bake, roll out of bed, hit the gravity bong that I made, start the day. For a while it got me by. Everything I did seemed better when I was high. I don't know why. So I just think that maybe it's natural when things lose their shine, so other things can glow. I've gotten older now, I know how to take care of my soul.
We had what we needed, shoes on our feet, but the world was as flat as a plate. And that's okay. The things I was taught only took me so far, had to figure the rest out myself. And then I found a deeper well.
Deeper Well from Kacey Musgraves. Coming up, The Boss shows up as a guest on a brand new song. You'll hear it in 1 minute here on World Cafe.
88.5 The SoCal Sound and its HD channels conduct ongoing contests, sweepstakes, ticket and prize giveaways. No purchase or contribution is necessary to enter or win. Alternate entry details are available on our website, thesocalsound.org. Click contest rules at the bottom of the page.
Thanks to our friends at the Regent Theater, the SoCal Sound has your chance to see Duran Jones and the Indications on August 30th. You can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Duran Jones and the Indications, the Regent, August 30th.
Let's go cruising to the park. Cruising after dark. Let's go out.
Nothing is more important than family. The best way to cherish them is to take care of your health so you can enjoy more of life's precious moments. Life's Essential 8 is the American Heart Association's checklist for lifelong good health. Quitting tobacco, managing your blood pressure, and getting adequate sleep are a few ways to improve your heart and brain health and prevent heart attack and stroke. More information about Life's Essential 8 is at heart.org/lifes8.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
Hey, I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. Okay, the second this next song starts, you may find yourself thinking, wow, this sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song. And then you'll hear Zach Bryan's voice and you'll realize, oh, this is a Zach Bryan song. And then you'll hear the second verse and you might think, wait, this sounds a lot like a Bruce Springsteen song. It's because Bruce starts singing. He's on this song called Sandpaper. Zach Bryan, Bruce Springsteen on the World Cafe.
Shape you take when you lay like that reminds me of a love I've never had. If loving's wrong, what's a boy to do? I ain't scared of death, I'm scared of losing you. You ain't out of my league, you're out of this planet. But damn it, if you ain't drilled into my skull. Take a trip uptown to clear you out of my mind. You're like sandpaper, the more I try you bind. Winter was a drag, the spring was a friend. I'll love you till summer comes back again. And they've been trying to smooth me out for 27 seasons now. 27 seasons.
When I close my eyes, I think of times I could smell and hear that northern thunder. Every pine has its time to outgrow the rains of days of yonder. I'll be still at the cutting edge. Just make me a roof you can hide under. Take a trip uptown, clear you out of my mind. You're like sandpaper, the more more I try you find. Winter was a drag, but spring was a friend. I'll love you till the summer comes back again. And they've been trying to smooth me out for 27 seasons. 27 seasons.
Probably lost your mind, but all I couldn't find one reason I don't.